Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Safety Public Information Program Manager with the North Dakota Department of Transportation, Lauren Bjork, joining us. And Lauren, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We have some very important information to get out with the NDDOT. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the NDDOT, of course, spreading information and raising that awareness of eliminating distracted driving. And Lauren, for those who need to know kind of what falls underneath that umbrella of distracted driving, would you mind kind of explaining what that is?
Sure. So April 1st through 30th is our You Drive, You Text, You Pay It campaign for Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Distracted driving, your mind kind of goes to the phone right away. That's texting, it's checking Snapchat, Instagram, but distracted driving can also be talking to a passenger, you know, changing the music on your phone, eating, putting your makeup on in the mirror. So it can be anything that takes your direct attention right off of the road and your hands off the wheel.
For sure. And I'm sure people wonder, well, you know, some of those things can be avoided if I need to talk to somebody, but really what you guys are encouraging is to limit that as much as possible.
Correct.
Excellent. So Distracted Driving Awareness Month, April 1st through the month, like Lauren said. And what are some steps, Lauren, you would encourage somebody to take to kind of cut down on distracted driving or, of course, eliminate it altogether?
Sure. Well, one of the things to get people thinking is sending one text at 55 miles per hour is like driving blindfolded the entire length of a football field. So one of the most important things you can do is just get your phone out of sight, out of mind, put it in your glove box, put it in your purse, so you don't even have to think about it while you're driving. And there's also a lot of apps available as well that you can download that will prevent you from using your phone while you're driving.
Perfect. So some steps to take to help cut down on distracted driving. And really the whole goal of this, Lauren, like you said, is to eliminate distracted driving, because really of all the crashes that an individual could get involved with, distracted driving is 100% preventable.
Correct. It's all part of our Vision Zero initiative to end motor vehicle fatalities on our roadways. And like you said, they are 100% preventable. So by staying focused on the road, we can eliminate those fatalities.
Awesome. Lauren Bjork, Safety Public Information Program Manager with the NDDOT, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Distracted Driving Awareness Month, April 1st through the rest of the month. And what are some stats, if you have any, Lauren, regarding distracted driving? Like you said, it happens. We know it does. Crashes happen because of this. And there's statistics that could be zero, but they aren't, because people are distracted driving.
Correct. And distracted driving often goes unreported, so we don't have as much up-to-date information as we'd like. But we do have some stats for 2017, and nationally, nearly 3,200 people were killed in motor vehicle crashes that involved distracted drivers. So that's 3,200 people that could have been prevented by staying focused on the road and your driving.
So Distracted Driving Awareness Month, again, starting here on April 1st. Lauren Bjork with the NDDOT here on Let's Talk About It. Lauren, is there anything else with Distracted Driving Awareness Month or anything else you'd like to mention as far as eliminating that and making sure people are not being distracted while they drive?
Sure. I think just being even a passenger is being respectful of the driver, doing what you can to not be a distraction, and reminding people to also buckle up, drive sober, all of that goes into Vision Zero. And if you want any more information, you should become familiar with our website. It's visionzero.nd.gov.
Perfect. Yeah. Take responsibility as a driver, as a passenger, and cut down on this. Let's get to zero, part of the Vision Zero initiative. And Lauren, thank you again for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you so much.